There's a special place in the world where people are drawn to because of its magic. People are called to be there, and they don't even know why, but they go. This place is called Glastonbury, and it's located in the southwest of the UK. It is well known to most people for its music festival, which takes place once every year. But there is so much more that Glastonbury offers, and especially if you are interested in magic, mystery, spirituality, and Avalon. I have been living in Glastonbury since 2012, and I have experienced and still experience how special this place is. It's not like no other place in the world I know of. From the first moment in 2002, when I came to this bubble of a heart energy, I felt I was coming home. This is not just my experience. It happens to many people who come here and are touched by the unconditional love that is felt as soon as you enter the town. People start crying just coming here and finally reconnecting with themselves. Glastonbury is called the heart chakra of the world, and it's also connected to the Isle of Avalon, as I said before. It's that place of King Arthur, of Merlin, of Morgana, legends that have been told and shared for many centuries. The legends speak also of the fairies who live under the famous hill, the Tor, in Glastonbury, and of the High Priestess of Avalon, who rules the land and guards the body of King Arthur, who rests underneath the Tor. No matter if you are a believer or not, Glastonbury will intrigue you just by walking down the high street where people parade dressed as wizards, druids, priestesses, fairies, or just colourful. Conversations with strangers are very easy. There are no judgments. You can be yourself or whoever you want to be. Glastonbury attracts many spiritual pilgrims from all over the world, seeking for their own holy grail and connecting to their core natural being just by spending time here. When Avalon calls you, you have to go. But be prepared to transform, because Avalon holds the mirror and she will ask you, who are you truly? More than 75 beliefs and traditions are represented in Glastonbury. It is a melting pot of faiths and beliefs and practices. They will come together at community celebrations to honor the changing of the seasons, acknowledging the importance of Mother Earth and her wheel of creation. The beauty of nature is felt and seen in the land surrounding the Tor. And although I have walked that land hundreds of times, it never gets tiresome. So what makes it so special? Could be, maybe, the more than, I think, 15 ley lines crossing the Tor, with some of the major ley lines like Mary, the Mary line, the St. Michael line, connecting other places, sacred places like Stonehenge and Avebury. It makes the Tor a powerful beacon, radiating an energy that touches deep into our hearts and souls. Whatever this is, I like it. And so do many people visiting. There is such an energy present that allows you to be completely open and receiving, to be present in the now, and to flow with whatever is going on, and to be unconditionally you. Now, we live in a society where that is quite challenging, because that society has not been built on land with natural laws. And we are nature beings. So it's very, very difficult to function within such a society. And we can see that in all the people that are feeling confused, lost, have problems with their health, mental health, addiction, you name it. And it's there. We know it. So Glastonbury represents that part of the world where things are different, where you have more of a natural surrounding, where you can just be yourself and flow with nature and the land. The people are really, really friendly, open. They're not interested in how much money you make. They are not interested in which company you work, what your position is. They're not interested in that. They are interested in you. And so when you come here, it's easy to get in contact with people. It's easy to chat to people. And you never have to be alone. And that is so nice. Because alone is something lots of people in the world feel that they are. And it's the way society's been created. It divides us. It splits us up. We are no longer the communities that there used to be. But it can be again. Just come to Glastonbury and just have a bit of an experience here. And you will feel and see what is possible. And then also, there is some magic in the air here. There's lots of synchronicity, synergy. Lots of coincidences, as they call them, happen. And of course, they are not coincidences. They happen because you are open to receive it. So maybe there's a book you encounter that changes your life, or some talk that you have with somebody that gives you an insight that you'd never think of. But mostly, most important, it accepts you for who you are. You don't have to prove anything. You're fine. Nothing wrong with you. And then there's all the places around Glastonbury and the land that also has this buzzing energy that kind of feeds your soul, something we need. And not far from Glastonbury, there are a few other power places. Major stone circles built around 3,500 BC. Stonehenge, magnificent Stonehenge. And Avebury. And Avebury is an area in the UK where many of the crop circles that you hear of appear. And our ancestors already knew that the land there was special. And so they built those stone circles to honor the gods, the goddesses, the moon and the sun. The geometry of the circles is precise. And the builders knew what they were doing. They still radiate such an important power that you can only be in awe just looking at them. As a tour guide, I get the chance to visit them often. And it never gets boring. I can promise you, it really never gets boring. The UK has many magical places, beautiful landscape, and quaint towns and villages. I am lucky to live in one of the most special of those places, Glastonbury. And I would like to invite you to come and just experience it for yourself. Avalon is calling you. I hope you heed her call, and I'll be waiting here for you.